Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Pagans Tonight, with your hosts, Ed Hubbard, Tracy Logan Wood, along with John Lewis, Marianne, and Kelly Spangler. Come explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view across the globe. Join us Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for interviews and lively discussions right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to everyone in the world today. 173 countries have visited our site. The last being the British Virgin Islands, which sounds so lovely this time of year because of all the snow blowing around here. I'm your host, Ed the Pagan, along with my illustrious co-host.
Tracy?
Yeah?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
My board wasn't up yet, so I didn't know if I was on.
Oh, no. I saw you and I put you on, and it's like I'm supposed to.
Oh, very good.
And Kelly Spangler will be joining us, I guess, next week. She'll be taking my place as host, or... Actually, Tracy steps up and I guess, is that correct?
Yes, she will be on with us next Thursday. She will be the official co-host.
Okay, so good. And I think Don's, I don't know who's calling in for readings tonight or who's to do readings. So I guess that's going to be, we'll wait and see.
What's Don?
It should be Don. And absolutely so. How was your day?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was survivable.
Oh, good. Today was just another work day for me, except for one small detail. We finished and Michael upgraded our tarot programs today. All of our, on Witch School, we have this tarot program where you can get a reading from one card to seven cards so far. And Don's descriptions are in there, so now it basically works. So we upgraded it today. The thing that I think that, but the program is going to get more cool, is going to get cooler than that. But that, so anyone that wants to check that out, it's on Witch School, and you just go to Virtual Magic, and you see the Tarot Reader program. I think that's really cool, a lot of fun. He's been working on it for a while. So it's a Tarot Reader program. I know, and everybody's going to ask you, there's thousands of Tarot Reader programs, right? Yep.
I don't know. Are there?
There are. There are hundreds of them. There are hundreds of programs. Facebook has one. Everybody
no
has
no idea.
One. The one that makes this one different is that he's looking for people to be avatars so that you can get readings from different type of people based on their descriptions. So right now the avatar that's up there is actually the Don Lewis avatar as the default. But anyone who wanted to be, say, Kelly Spangler wanted to have the computer program read her style, she could do that. Anybody could do that. So he's looking for people to help him with that. 78 cards, descriptions start. So I'm really excited about it. So it sounds like a lot of fun. You okay?
Was that my cue to talk? Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's cool. No, I'm just really kind of, it probably isn't. That's basically it. I thought it was very good.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm kind of a space case for the first 5 minutes on Thursdays after recovering from Vampire Diaries, Supernatural, and Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, that's what it is. I told you before, ABC is not on the same schedule as Blog Talk Radio.
No, I understand that.
That's why I was running to the computer because, yeah, I'm a Grey's Anatomy junkie.
And anything special about today's episode?
Oh, well, the anti-Valentine's Day episode. Lots of people were bloody messes because they all went out for Valentine's Day dinner and the roof collapsed.
Oh, that's just lovely. So... That sounds so lovely. I guess that it is. I mean, I saw something on today on Facebook. They wanted to change the name of Valentine's Day to Eros Day.
We should. I'm down for Greek.
Yeah, Eros Day or Aphrodite's Day. Something other than Valentine's, St. Valentine. They said, you know, it's not really supposed to be that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a lot.
I think we pagans should just, you know, keep Lupercalia and
yeah,
let the Catholics suffer.
Well, that makes sense.
So,
I'm
very pro Lupercalia anyway.
Yes, absolutely. The celebrations of Bacchus. Yeah, praise the wine and the women. But I'll leave that one alone for other more less discreet shows.
We don't want to get them back on the spanking again in the chat room.
No, we do not.
They don't really need any excuse.
No.
To go to the dirty, bad place. I don't know why. Why do our chat room do stuff like that?
So, yeah. Still no Don yet, so we'll see. He'll come back. I'm really proud of Mike. I asked him to call in today, but he hasn't done that either, about this idea of the program. So I'm really kind of excited about that.
Yeah, that is cool. So what other
mm-hmm.
programs are you planning of that nature?
Well, one of the big things is that the tarot card reading program is really going to supposed to be about letting people have an avatar. And it's an engine. One of the things is Witch School is an engine. And a lot of people build websites. We're building,
uh-huh.
We build engines. And the difference is that an engine just repeats what it does with other information. Meaning even though we've built Witch School, we can make other schools that are very different. Peer-to-peer education, P2P schools, is a different school that has nothing to do with paganism, but it's built on the same engine. This program, when he's done with it, say you want to do I Ching or any sort of divination, runes, this program will be able to do it.
Huh.
And then it will be able to hybrid, like a search engine, it's called a decision engine, and then like a search engine, it'll go through the meanings. It means either can do it for one individual, say they just want to get a Tracy reading, or it can go, well, what's the best reading I can get? And they'll go through all the different descriptions and put them together the best way they can to give you a more solid reading.
Huh.
And it'll be able to do it with all sorts of things. Because I know you like the, what is it, the Ifa divination online.
Yes.
Page. It'll be able to simulate that.
Huh. That's kind of interesting.
All you'd have to do is be willing to tell what it's supposed to do.
Well, I will have to send you the link to Julio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that you can simulate Julio.
Yes, and so that's kind of, I think it's kind of cool, and he's been working on it for a while. Now we're starting to roll it out a little bit. I'm hoping to speed it up. It's kind of the idea of a social reading. It goes back to my ideas of destiny. It really, you would understand this, and I just realized you're probably one of the few people who understand it. It's really destiny's design program.
That is pretty cool.
That's what it is. It's based on destiny's design. And Michael was able to build that into a program. Tracy and I are old readers. I wouldn't say old. We're not old people. But certainly Tracy and I were readers for a long time.
Been there, done that since.
Yeah, but one of the things in our heydays, we used to have some really unique abilities. One of the things we used to do, when Tracy and I, you know, when I was first really getting started as a professional, I was a professional reader for a while, tough business. And then Tracy was learning it, and she was writing down, we had this thing where she would write down the meanings for their people who read it. And I thought that was really cool. To do so. Well, and we developed this idea of, you know, key card readings. Well, one of the things I love to do, and Tracy love to do too, is we would do readings with multiple decks of cards for groups of people. And the idea is that if one deck of cards is good, multiple cards are better. And we created this whole style that allows you to read multiple decks and do very large readings to very small readings, but that really go into very complex types of ways. What it requires is a lot of different cards with a lot of different descriptions and images. This program is going to allow us to do that. You know, we can grab hundreds. We'll be able to have hundreds of decks online. Anyone could have their deck online and be a part of this program.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And so...
it would be kind of cool if we could get Raven Grimassi and Stephanie Taylor and Mickey Mueller's decks.
See, that would be terrific, too. So... I think that's... and I guess I'm just kind of really proud that Mike has finally accomplished this. Oh, somebody's in the 111. Okay, that's a 111 number. Okay.
Yep, I would imagine somebody just calling to listen in.
Okay. So, that's what I've been spending my day on, is getting this idea of this program. So if you want to be an avatar, check it out. Go to Witch School. Sign up, and the way to start is you just have to do 78 tarot card descriptions, one for each card, general or an outcome. And you too can have an avatar and become part of this really cool program. And
there's
so
many decks out there too now.
Hmm?
So there's so many decks out there now too.
Well, this program, our program, Don's Hecate Tarot is almost done. Maybe a couple more months. You know, I have this project he's been working on for 30 years. And we're thinking it's going to end up being an electronic tarot deck right from the beginning. So, that's a 100-card deck. So
somebody's asking you to explain avatar.
Avatar just means
it's you,
you're...
but better.
It's you, but better. It means in this case, for an avatar means... that you're not really reading it directly, but you've got basically a decision. You have this sort of virtual doppelganger that you create. In this case, for the avatar reading program, is that this doppelganger have a little picture, and then basically when somebody wants a reading, they can push on it, and it would be your description and your reading style being shown in the program. If you take a look at it, Virtual Magic, right now it shows Don's descriptions. In the next evolution, which we hope to get in the next 2 weeks, it'll have readers that you want. It'll have the main reading, and then what reader do you want? Reverend Don's description. Let's say Tracy put one up there, Tracy. Or any number of readers, and that reading would be based on their style. And if they have used a different deck that we are allowed to use, then you can choose a different deck. So you can choose your reader, you can choose your deck. And you may be one of those avatars or the person that's on that program. And it starts out with just doing 78 general tarot card descriptions. And from there it'll develop. I mean, then you can go as far as you want because we've got this sort of inferential database. Big word. What it means is we'll be able to choose things. Just check out Witch School. It's in the discussion group. Mike needs help. If you want to see how the program works, go to Virtual Magic on Witch School. There's a tab called Virtual Magic, and there's Tarot Reader. We're excited about it. I hope that described it pretty well.
I think so.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the guy who asked the question of what the avatar was says, that's bloody awesome.
It is. And I think this is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, yes.
And this is the creator of the program. We've been talking today. We've been talking about your program.
I've been listening. It's just, my phone's been acting up.
Okay. So have I described it well?
Yeah, pretty good. I think it's... you described a pretty good program.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's your program.
No, I meant like you described it pretty well.
Okay. Well, how do people get involved?
Well, one of the ways was like the beta testers, I sent something to them, but if anybody who's not a beta tester would like to help out,
mm-hmm.
they can message me on the site, and I'm going to put up a discussion with a link to the section where that they could create their own avatar, and then they could, you know, create out what all the decks, what the deck would mean to them. That
mm-hmm.
way, you know, their friends could get virtual readings from them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, eventually, you know, we get it so that we get a lot of people doing it, so it's real cool.
Right, and then you're building basically, I was talking about, a decision engine. You know, this will be able to make choices.
Yeah, it'll evaluate the cards as they are in relation to the position they are in, and they
mm-hmm.
come up with them like a real person would, you know. You know, this card, you know, might mean this, but in context of the rest of the hand, it might mean something different.
And that's why you need people to help you teach the program to make these decisions.
Yes. Once we get a lot of avatars, it'll be easier for the system to learn to interpret the card.
So what do you think of that, Trace?
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we need people to help. Well, Don's on the line with us.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Don is actually the first guinea pig for this.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike and Don have been working on this, and it may not seem like much with the graphics and everything right now, but Mike's been working on this for about 2 years, more or less.
It's coming along.
Well, now it's the interfaces and things are starting to show up. The engine part, he's been working on for 2 years to get this thing to work.
Yeah, to get it to shuffle the deck correctly is a lot harder than it sounds to do it on a computer, to actually get a random shuffle.
That's one of the things that killed you on this, right? To get a real random shuffle.
Yeah, to get a real random shuffle was very hard. It actually ends up shuffling the cards 36 times to actually get a good, true random shuffle.
So every time the program goes, it goes through 36 shuffles to get a true random shuffle. That's a lot. That's a lot of shuffling.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
But no, that's great. And the computer does that 36 times.
Well, fortunately for you guys, I only did it twice.
No good.
Usually when a computer does a random sequence, it's not truly random. It's
mm-hmm.
actually the same sequence forever. Like, if you told your computer to give me a random number and you don't change the variable, if
mm-hmm.
you tell it to give you a random number again, it'll give you the same number forever. So you have to, you know, have it change it. So
right.
It sounds easy. Not the easiest thing to pull off.
A lot of the programs that are out there don't really do this sort of randomization.
Not generally, at least not the ones I've seen.
I mean, they do some shuffling, but it's not as heavy.
I mean, the whole shuffling issue, even like online poker websites have problems with their shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
It's that hard of a thing to actually get a truly random shuffle.
And then to make the program make decisions of interpreting the cards based on those shuffles. So you have to identify each card. It's a very – okay, we're not going to get into geek talk here.
Yes.
But what you need people
okay,
to do –
okay, well, I'll interrupt geek talk then
right.
because somebody wants to know if there's any symbolism behind the number 36.
Not that I'm aware of. It's just me and my friends do a lot of card games, and what we did is we had it lay out a hand of cards. And, you know, it laid out the entire deck. And we've seen how close that would be to a truly human shuffle. And it took 36 times for it to actually come as close as we could get it to a truly human shuffle without being excessive.
Because every time we do a shuffle, that is a computer activity.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it happens in like a millisecond. But if, you know, you have 10,000 people, a millisecond adds up.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why, okay. But how about Don? Does 36 have any sort of metaphysical, magical basis?
Um, Well, 3 would have to do with communication, and 6 would have to do with, you could interpret it as having to do with the arts and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be at least a suitable number.
Okay.
It doesn't have any overarching traditional interpretation like 33 does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good, healthy number.
It's a good, healthy number. Okay, chat room, do you have any more questions for Mike real quick? Because I know Mike is not the most comfortable person on the radio.
I'm getting better.
You're getting better.
If you put a little padding on the radio, it will help.
That's right. I think you do just fine, Mike. Everybody loves you. They think that you're doing a great program. I'm really, really excited about this program. Anything, I want to get this up and running as fast as I can, because I think this is one of those little race moments of the Internet. How would people, one more time, find you? Tech@witchschool.com?
Tech@witchschool.com. They can find my profile on the Ning website. It's under Michael. Or Beta Tester Group, and I'm also going to typing up a discussion right now for if people want to help me so they can find the discussion and help that through there.
Well, good. Once they get it, you're saying that then you'll be able to hook them up with the avatar-based program, and
yes.
When they complete 78 cards, their version will come live, right?
Yeah. More or less, in case some people have a deck that's got more cards, but... Yeah, use it in general. It's 78.
Well, right now we're working with a 78-card deck, right?
Yes. Right now the only deck we have loaded is a 78-card deck. If anybody has decks they'd like us to use that they have the rights to, if they send us a copy, we can get it added.
So if you have a deck, a copy, and you've talked about you can do runes, you can do I Ching, you can do...
I can make it pretty much do any kind of divination pretty well.
So that's what makes this program really cool. Mike, I think this is a major shift in the way divination was going to work on the Internet. I really do. So, any last words?
I don't know. We'll have to see if it's as good as Julio.
We'll have to try. Yeah. Well, yeah, Julio is that, so we're going to have to compare it. But anything else, Mike, that you'd like to share with us? If not, I'll let you escape.
Nothing that I could think of right now.
Okay. I really appreciate you coming on the program. You're always welcome here, Mike. If you have any tech talk or you want to mention anything, come. We're excited. We're all excited about this program. So we expect you to keep us updated.
I'll definitely be stopping in to update people on the program and let them know about the new things we're building.
Okay, good. So that's Mike. That's the head of tech of Witch School. 5 years at it. And now he's got something that's really, I think, show for it. Well, thank you so much for coming, Mike.
You're welcome.
Good. And wait, hold on. Where's our cheering thing?
Our what?
Cheers. Cheers for the guests. I got it.
Oh, cheers, 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 cheers.
There you go.
I just didn't hear what you said.
There you go, Mike.
Yay! Bravo! Woohoo!
I need some new sound effects.
I know, but that was a good one. Well, thanks, Mike.
You all have a nice night.
Yeah. You too.
Good night, Mike.
Mike is a great guy at this stuff, but he's still getting used to the media. He's been on television and everything, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to understand that he's lived with the media in the next room for all these years. But I guess that doesn't make you comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times we pushed him in front of the camera.
But we have Don here, and we're going to do readings. 347-308-8222.
Yes, there was somebody in the chat room who wanted a reading yesterday, so...
If you want a reading, call in to 347-308-8222. And just a couple of minutes, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with readings. But I really think this program is so cool. I think I'm really proud of Mike. I can't tell you. I've been keeping this thing under wraps. We've been keeping our mouth kind of shut about it. Brendan's going to help us out. Really cool program. Think about it. Check it out.
So I will tell you, though, that when you were here before and I asked Julio a question, Julio was correct. If you remember the question I asked Julio,
mm-hmm.
he was correct.
Okay.
So it'd be cool if you guys could do a Julio-type thing.
Supposedly we can. That's what makes this program different. But we'll see. I mean, it's all in the development.
Yes. For fun, I will post a link to Julio.
Oh, absolutely.
In the chat room. So you guys can experience Julio for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
My godfather was cracking up when he saw Julio. So
mm-hmm.
Julio is a babalao off of the Caribbean Insider website. And he throws the OB.
Okay.
So
that's what it's called, the OB.
Julio questions.
Let me ask the question for Agra Wizard about being random like geomancy. Yes. At the core of this thing is, and he's always tinkering with it, is to make it as pure a random choosing machine as a computer can get. Computers hate randomness. And as long as you can put descriptions to whatever way the reading is going to lie, the more descriptions you have to fit there, the more that this will work. There's some order to the chaos. And Sandy here said she has a general question regarding the Old English Tarot by Maggie Keene. When we get back from our break, we'll see if Don has anything on that.
Okay.
Okay, so that was my cue to take a break, huh?
It's been your cue. I've been trying to hit at it.
Okay.
The medieval person was a great believer in the Wheel of Fortune. Far-sighted, high-ranking government officials that were in great favor with the king would secretly build chateaus up in the mountains, stowing part of their wealth there against the day that the king decided to turn on them. At the other end, the lowest peasant could look up and know that when it couldn't get any worse, it would start to get better. That all life has its ups and downs. The tarot, created in the Middle Ages, reflects this philosophy. It works on numerological cycles of 10, from aces, new beginnings, to 10, endings or conclusions. The Wheel of Fortune represents these cycles. The earliest versions had people sitting on a wheel, being turned by the hand of fate. Some of the people rose. Some fell as the wheel turned. Most new versions use cosmic symbols to show that this is indeed the cycle of life. It is a reminder that no matter how bad it gets, it will bottom out and get better. And if a cycle ends well, you can build a new and better one on top. In reading the cards, the wheel is one of the most positive. This is a cycle of life, not to be feared, just to be felt. Like the High Priestess, it reminds you to get in touch with the rhythms of reality. See life objectively in all its fun and pain and open up your inner vision. This has been Barbara G. Meyer talking all about tarot. Peace.
Okay, so that was the lovely Barbara G. Meyer talking all about tarot.
You did.
Absolutely.
So we're back, and Mama Heidi says that not to answer her call in 815 because she forgot to hit *67.
Okay.
So, but I think we have another caller that may be calling in for a reading. So let's take this call from caller from area code 214. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Kira, and I'm calling from, I prefer not to say, just security reasons, but I was wondering if Don could
just give your state.
Oh, Texas.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a question. Take a deep breath, and you have a question for Don?
Yeah. I have this friend I've been worried about, and something bad recently happened, so I was wondering if you'd be able to tell what is going to come out from this bad situation.
Can you tell me your friend's first name or first initial?
It's G.
G?
Mm-hmm. His first initial
okay.
is G.
Give me a moment.
Okay.
And we will see what we get.
I need like a Jeopardy
oh.
noise.
I'm going to tell you what I'm getting.
Okay.
And, of course, you can fit it into what you know about the situation.
All
right. It feels to me like your friend is at a distance. I'm not quite sure what I mean by that. It's like they're held back in some way.
Okay.
If this was a physical thing that happened, then it may be impairing their mobility in some way. If it... whatever it is, what they want to do, they're not able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, it does not feel to me like it's a going to be a huge bad thing. It does feel like they're limited at this moment,
mm-hmm.
but I feel that they will move past that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's going to take a little bit of time. Whatever it is that has happened, they're going to have to work their way back from. And I would guess that we're talking probably a matter of weeks, really, for them to get back to where they're feeling more comfortable. But I think it will really be probably the summer before whatever this thing is totally behind them.
All right.
Can I ask what happened?
He was, I don't know how this happened, but from what his parents said, he tried to choke his mother. He doesn't get along with her, and his little brother. And I know for a fact that he would never hurt his little brother. So I have a feeling that it wasn't necessarily him, like, because he has a familiar, and he can switch, you know, like, you know how the familiar, sometimes you can switch the mind perspective. He has that, and so I think that his familiar might have been trying to protect him, but, you know, it ended badly. And
well, what I would say for it is that I mm-hmm. feel that within a matter of a relatively short time that he'll be able to put this behind him.
Well,
I do feel
good.
Like he'll have to work back from it, but it's not going to be that big... It's not going to be that long a problem when all is said and done. I do feel like it's a problem for him now
mm-hmm.
and probably in the near future. Like I say, by summer I think it'll be totally behind him. And it'll
mm-hmm.
be mostly behind him much sooner than that.
I see.
So thank you.
Thank you. I do have one quick question. It's a yes or no question.
Okay.
One of my friends tested me in a way. And I was wondering if I could trust this friend again.
Well, that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I would say to you is to trust your own feelings. I'll tell you what I get. But you
okay.
also want to listen to your own feelings.
Yeah.
My feeling is that my basic answer to that is no. I would be extremely careful dealing with this person. But, like I said, you must trust your own feelings.
All right. Thanks
Thank
a lot, Dylan. Appreciate it for
night.
Calling in. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Are you ready for the next reading, Mr. Lewis? Or do you
yep.
need a minute?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. We have a caller from 814. Or maybe. I don't know. I guess I need to reload my board
it.
Now that I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there some kind of
814, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
You have a question for Don?
Yeah.
Specific or general?
Yeah, I always kind of wanted to know. I've been practicing witchcraft for a while, and I always wanted to know, do I have any spirit guides around me or any spirits that you sense at all?
Well, let me see what I can pick up.
Okay.
And while I'm opening to this, let me begin by saying that everyone does have spirit guides. Sometimes they're more in evidence than other times.
Okay.
And I'm feeling a couple around you that are very prominent. One is a male. And this male is appearing to me, I'm going to use the term shaman, kind of a shamanic figure.
Okay.
Although I'm using that in a very general sense.
Okay.
But this figure is too, I believe that I'm perceiving this figure to your right, which means that he is there for practical reasons to help you in doing things. However, since you're on this path, he could be helping you to develop different psychic and magical abilities.
Okay.
And I feel like he is probably your single strongest guide at this time in terms of interaction.
Okay.
He is wearing a mask, which is a very shamanic thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm inclined to say that part of the reason I'm seeing him in a mask is that if you were to work with him more specifically and more closely, you would come to have a clearer vision of him than is present at this moment. But I feel he's a very positive spirit, a very positive guide. And if you find yourself needing help with anything in the psychic or magical realm, he would be the guide to call upon.
Okay.
And there's also a female guide who is much farther in the background, and I feel like she is basically there for the purpose of healing.
Okay.
And you know, we all need healing in different ways. I feel like she is there to help you with some sort of internal healing that has been in the process of taking place. And I'm getting a name for her. I'm getting the name Amanda, for whatever it's worth.
Okay.
And in terms of working with any kind of internal issue, particularly anything that's needing healing, she would be the person to call upon, or the spirit to call upon, I should say.
Okay. That's really cool. Thanks. Because a while back, like, my daughter just turned 3. And I had a really bad experience having her. They cut open my bladder. I had a very rare condition, and they had to give me a partial hysterectomy. And when they cut open my bladder, I went septic, and I almost died. And the weirdest thing about the whole thing is I had a vision come to me. And that's when you were saying about the shaman that freaked me out a little bit. Because he had horns on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he looked like, you know, a ram. Like he turned out he was a lamb. And then he kept on walking towards me through the light. And then he had horns. He grew older. And then I woke up and I got stronger and I got better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little freaked out.
Well, but, you know, That was a sign, as you see, that your spirit guides were with you and helping you.
Yeah,
and
you
know, it is real.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much
for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right.
It's wonderful talking to you.
Oh, you too. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
That was kind of cool.
That was very cool.
It was. I like that when that thing happened.
Yeah, it's nice when you hear how spirit has touched people in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it really does.
Absolutely. That's what your life is dedicated to.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And a large degree of Tracy's, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just a money...
Sometimes there are so many things happening that... it can be very hard to stay focused where you really want to be focused because, you know, you got to live and you got to do stuff. But it's always good to have reminders of the importance of spirit in your life and everybody else's.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're going to take another caller. Let's see if this actually comes on. There we go. YTG Leo, it's you.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi, Leo.
Hello.
All right, I got a quick question for you guys. I went to a web design meetup tonight, and I actually got a prospect for a job as a paid internship working on the web design team at a local news company. And I was wondering if Don thought this was something I should actively pursue and it's going to actually be most likely a reality, or, you know, if it's basically something that's probably not going to come to be.
Well, let me see what I can feel. I'm seeing a road, which what that means to me is that whatever happens with this will be a process rather than an event.
Okay.
I'm inclined to say from that there's a certain amount of real potential here. And what I would recommend is to very pointedly follow it up. I do feel, however, that there is also a certain element that if you do not follow it up, it will not happen. I feel like it's going to take a certain amount of pushing to bring it about.
Okay.
I do feel that it's possible. But like I say, there's a process. I mean, it's a bit of a road that's going to have to be walked, but I think it would be worth walking. But you cannot take a passive attitude towards it. You will have to pursue it.
Excellent.
Even though it's already laid out that way, it still requires the pursuing.
Awesome. Well, then I'll send that email right now. I appreciate it, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And
Julia?
So good. I'm glad to hear that you got offered that. It's a big project.
Yeah, it's quite the opportunity, and actually met quite a few people, Department of Energy and things like that. So if I don't get that, I might get something else. So
that sounds like a great thing.
That's true.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon.
See you later, Leo.
See ya.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I know he's a hardworking young man. He's just always looking to develop what he's trying to do. We're very glad to have him.
He's definitely very motivated.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really glad to have him as a member of our team out here in the world.
He's a very nice person. And, you know, when I interviewed him at PantheaCon some time ago,
mm-hmm.
I also got his mother, who is a lovely person and very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I believe hers is a different path.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Somebody's asking about Star 69 in the chat room. So I'll explain this once more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having difficulty with your computer, you can call in to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't actually want to be on the air, you just want to listen in, then hit Star 69 and it'll block your number. So that we only see 1111111.
And we don't pick those up.
And we never answer those calls.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason.
Because if you're bad and you call in to prank call us, we'll give out your number on the air.
That's right.
So there.
And we've done it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have.
So do we want to take another call?
Yes, Caesar's Ghost has been waiting for a reading.
Absolutely.
I think, anyway.
I think Caesar's Ghost is with us. Are you there? Going once. Going twice. Gone.
Well, ghosts are
yeah,
very
I should totally download that toilet flushing noise.
Mm.
I need a toilet flushing sound effect for those people.
That's right. Well, we try to be fair.
There was at some point a question in the chat room that I think was mentioned before one of the breaks.
Oh,
yeah.
About the deck of cards?
Yes. It was about an old English deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hold on. Let me go back and look. Chat amongst yourselves.
Oh, it's about an old English deck. That's what it is. It was about the old English deck by Keane.
Mm-hmm.
and they had a question about it.
I might be able to answer it if I knew what the question was. I have not actually seen the deck, though. Well, actually, I have seen it, but I'm not highly familiar with it.
Gotcha.
But sometimes you can still answer the question.
I'm looking. I'm scrolling through the chat log.
There are an amazing number of interesting decks.
She was just asking about that.
General question regarding the Old English Tarot by Maggie Keene.
That's right. But...
Well, as I recall, it basically just uses kind of medieval English illustrations. And beyond that, I don't know. I don't really know anything to say beyond that, really. I'm pretty sure I have seen it. It looked interesting. If you came from, like, an SCA background, it would probably be fascinating.
Hmm. Well, in that regard, let's talk about the Hecate deck.
What would you like to talk about it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
well. So describe it or something.
The Tarot of Hecate is a deck that I have been working on for 30 years.
Forever.
The black and white version was published in one of the clip art sets years ago. It is now nearly completed as a color deck. The meanings of the major arcana are a class at Tarot College. The minor arcana will be available soon because it's part of the project that I am working on with Mike. The two are feeding each other, I guess. But what makes the Tarot of Hecate unusual is that it's a 100-card deck. As opposed to a 78-card deck. It can be used as the 78-card deck. You just remove the extra cards. But it has an additional suit of minor arcana and seven additional major arcana cards.
Huh. So what are the seven extra major cards?
Let's see if I can remember them off the top of my head. There's past, future, free will. Time, mind, I believe there's a body card, there's a mind card, there's a soul card, there's a magic card. And I've lost count of how many that is altogether now. But like I said, they are available in one of the classes that we offer. And the way this deck came about actually traces to Lady Bitter Wind, whose birthday was the 2nd of this month. And she was enamored of the works of Piers Anthony, among many other authors, who wrote The God of Tarot. And I believe the idea of a 100-card deck may trace to those books. I'm not 100% certain of that, having not myself read them. But when she was introduced to the idea of a 100-card deck, she came to believe that it was the only really logical form for a tarot to take within a decimal culture. And I have to agree that there were certain things that could stand to be added. And, of course, it's worth bearing in mind that historically the tarot was not always a 78-card deck. It had a number of variations. Although, as far as I know, there had not historically been a 100-card deck. There had been a 96-card deck, which was popular in parts of Italy.
So what did you say the other suit was?
The other suit is light.
Okay, and so how does that figure into the rest of what would it represent?
It represents basically the spiritual path, the path of the spiritual seeker. The major arcana represent cosmic forces, but each of the minor arcana represents a different aspect of life, including the emotional romantic aspect, which are cups, monetary
sword.
Business aspect, which are coins,
source, which is minder.
It's the mind. It can be the practice of law. It can also be the military. And the lights are more dedicated, or lights or candles are more dedicated to the practice of spiritual disciplines. And the story that runs through it, because each of the minor arcana revolves around a story, but it focuses more on spiritual development, where the others focus on different aspects of different things.
Okay. And rods being spirituality and growth?
Actually, more like politics. Rods are very political.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
And, of course, I mean, if you think of it, a rod is also a magic wand, but it's also a scepter. And it has to do with working one's will in the world. Hence politics.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. As we only have 13 minutes left to the show. So we'll be right back after these messages. Or not. Oh, there we go.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis from witchschool.com. I am now offering psychic readings specializing in tarot and clairvoyance. Book your reading now and take advantage of my New Year special. Find out more at www.revdonlewis.com. Blessed be. And remember our books, Witch School's First, Second, and Third Degree Lessons, Ritual and Theory in Practice, and Living the Wiccan Life, available from Llewellyn. Everything you always wanted to know about God, the universe, and everything available at a bookstore near you.
So I have to say, I love that commercial. Everything you wanted to know about God, the universe, and everything. That's so undone-like.
It is undone-like, but you know, it's going to be very interesting because I guess in this time next week, Don should be sitting his butt in very cold Salem, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But it might start warming up.
And Sunday, of course, is Chinese New Year, I believe.
When is it?
And it is the year of Tianyin, the tiger descending the mountain.
When is that?
Sunday, I believe.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, no less.
Yeah, it's the new moon in Aquarius.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was amused. I was listening to the radio yesterday morning on my way to work, and the DJ was like, "And happy Chinese New Year to all of our Chinese listeners." It was just so odd. Like, what an odd thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're down with the people from China. Listen to our station.
Well, yeah. I like Chinese New Year, too. I've always have. I miss going to, I love the Chicago Chinese New Year, you know, marching and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago Brain. And the Chicago thing. Brains? What's this brain stuff? You know, we started talking about the zombie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody earlier. Somebody was asking, so when are we going to create the zombie deck?
The zombie what?
Zombie tarot deck.
Oh, zombie deck. Gotcha.
Actually, Mary, a friend of ours, Jen Barris, actually created her own tarot deck amongst the hundreds that she's collected. Oh, my gosh. But in it, she had everybody take pictures of themselves. And she made a major arcana deck like that with just the 22 cards.
That's interesting.
And my favorite major arcana-only deck, though, has got to be the Psychic Family Network deck. And
Allison still has that deck that you gave her.
Right. This was a deck of cards created to promote an 800 line. And at the end of it, they went bankrupt. And their decks got sold by the caseful for pennies on the dollar. I bought a couple of cases. I bought like four cases of them. And I used to sell this tarot deck for a dollar. It had Psychic Family Network on it, and it had an 800 number.
Yes. That's Ed's other hobby, is to buy method of divination games for my daughter. Because he just bought her the Green Man Tree Oracle, ancient wisdom from the spirits of nature, which I haven't even looked at yet, but she already had it out. She was playing with it.
Okay. Well, I got to keep the youth in line, you know, teach them, you know, keep them corrupted.
Yeah.
That
is true.
Yep, I do that. I gave one to the ladies of my life. Yeah, I do. I love
it. That reminds me, I was trying to convince her to do a commercial for Team Peen, and I thought we could hijack Leo.
Okay.
To help with the commercial. So, but, you know, I think she thinks Leo's kind of cute because I showed her a picture of him, and now she's embarrassed to do the commercial. So. Oh,
that's too bad. That's too bad. That
so, yes,
bad.
Leo, my daughter thinks you're cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only say that because she's not home. If she was home right now, she'd be screaming at me.
That's right. Okay. Well, yes. Yes, she would. She wouldn't care that you're on.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that on the air, Mom.
You must put it on the fan page.
I want to answer Brainy Al Ruth Ann. Anna, she says, I have a deck that had lost some cards. I'm misusing the deck. You know, we used to turn those into Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
for the Yule tree.
That's right.
You glue them together back to back and glue a little piece of ribbon or something on it so you can hang it on your Yule tree.
Oh, we had somebody in the queue, and I'm so sorry. There's no way we can do a call. Here we go. We can't do a reading in just 1 minute. Oh, my gosh. Because we have less than 2 minutes left of the show.
Oh, my.
Sorry. Yeah, there's no time.
My board jammed up on me, and I didn't see it there. Oh.
Remember, people, control F5.
Okay. I am so sorry. You can always give Don a call over that or just contact him off-site. Don, why don't you give your information?
Well, you can set up a reading if you would like one through revdonlewis.com. And it also describes all the different kinds of reading that I do. Or if you would like to get a Witch School textbook or Corellian degree book, you can get them there too.
Okay. I guess at this point of the show, you get the last word, Tracy?
I do. No, Don gets the last word because he's leaving.
What's that?
Oh.
Because he's leaving, so Don gets the last word.
Okay. Any last word? Any last words, Don?
A giggle, that's all we get.
Well, I'm ready for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I think we are all ready for some spring.
Yes. No more snow. And, yeah, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, so join us tomorrow and call in next Thursday for readings again.
And tomorrow we'll be doing
yes,
book
indeed.
Talk. So.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Book talk. Talk about books.
Oh, book talk. You said that so quick, I was like, what?
Okay.
All right. All right, well, good night and blessed be, everyone.
Blessed be.
We will see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us live on Pagans Tonight. You can hear us Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. For all questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at paganstonight@gmail.com. for joining us live on Pagans Tonight. You can hear us Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. For all questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at pagans tonight@gmail.com or check us out on the web at www.pagans tonight.com. Blessed be. Oh,